God is fair, the world isn't. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life. This is Key Life with Steve Brown, a program designed to make a positive difference in your daily life. Now open your Bible and let's go to it. Steve?
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Lamentations as we look at that book. Somebody sent me something that's so funny. And I was talking to Eric and Tim, the two guys in the little glass booth who produce and work through and do the production on this program. Eric is the producer. Tim is the associate producer. That makes us, we don't pay him anything. We give him good titles, though. And I said, you know, this is so funny. I want to share it, but I can't. I've tried every which way to make this fit into the Book of Lamentations, and it just won't. And Tim said, well, why don't you just say it's so sad that you want to do something fun? So I thought, that'll work. That dog will hunt. So this is not spiritual. It doesn't have a thing to do with Lamentations. But it reminded me, you know, I'm from the mountains of North Carolina. It kind of reminded me of the kinds of churches not the church I grew up in, because they are listening right now. But some of the churches I knew about. the title of this, a friend of mine sent it, you'll know yours is a redneck church if the finance committee refuses to provide funds for the purchase of a chandelier because none of the members knows how to play one. Or people ask when they learn that Jesus fed the 5,000 whether the two fish were bass or catfish and what bait he used to catch them. The pastor says, I'd like for Bubba to help take up the offering, and five guys and two women stand up. opening day of deer season is recognized as an official church holiday. A member of the church requests when he dies to be buried in his four-wheel drive truck because, quote, it ain't never been in a hole it couldn't get out of. The choir is known as the OK Corral. Baptism is referred to as branding. People think rapture is what you get when you lift something too heavy. And then this is my favorite. The choir robes were donated by and embroidered with the logo from Billy Bob's Barbecue. I don't know if I can get spiritual after reading that. But Lamentations is sad, and I had to share that with somebody. I'm sorry. You were chosen, elected, to use the theological word for it. We're looking at Lamentations, and we're talking about some of the major themes of Lamentations. And we've seen that the first theme that you see running throughout the entire book of Lamentations is the theme of God's sovereignty and God's control. And then we saw that Lamentations teaches God's faithfulness, even when things are bad. We get our hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, from the third chapter of Lamentations. Then we saw not only God's power, His faithfulness, but also some really clear teaching about God's leaders, Lamentations 2:6, Lamentations 2:14-15. Then yesterday, we talked about God's honor, Lamentations 4:1-6, Lamentations 4:12, where Jeremiah is saying, what you've done is that you brought dishonor on the name of God. And then I read to you from Jeremiah's first book, the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter and the 11th verse. No, the 13th chapter and the 11th verse. Listen to this. This is Jeremiah pleading on behalf of God to his people. For as the sash clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory, but they would not hear. God has blessed some of you guys in some wonderful ways. Why is that? Because you look so good? Because you're so smart? No. He's done that because he wants the king's kids to have that so people can see the king. Now, I'm not suggesting that sometimes God is not glorified in our pain, in our suffering, and even in our poverty, because sometimes that's true. But God... The scripture says, Paul wrote to Corinthians, that all the promises of God find their yes in Jesus. God likes to say yes. For two reasons. First, because he likes you and he doesn't get angry at you. Most Christians think God's angry. He's never angry at his people because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness. But secondly, he likes to bless his people and to lift them up because of his own honor and his own glory. You know something? This isn't about us. It isn't about you, and it isn't about me. It's about him and his glorification. Now, let me give you another major theme. Know not only God's power, his faithfulness, his leaders, and his honor, I want you to note his fairness. Now, if you have your Bible, look at the third chapter of Lamentations. I have to change over here. I was reading from Jeremiah, third chapter of Lamentations. Look at verses 39 through 40 of the third chapter of Lamentations. Why should a living man complain, a man, for the punishment of his sins? Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not pardoned. Is God fair? Absolutely fair. People are always saying it's not fair. If it were fair, if it were fair, you'd be dead. God is fair at this point. Art DeMoss, Art DeMoss, wonderful. The most effective one-on-one evangelist I've ever known. You never ask him how he was doing it. He didn't reply, better than I deserve. So you got to remember that God was fair in the punishment that he gave to his people. They had been really bad, really bad. They had done some horrible things. And God was fair. And so the great thing about the book of Lamentations, as Jeremiah associates with God's people, he doesn't give that drivel, it's not fair, because it is fair. It's his mercy that's not fair. It's his love that's not fair. It's his forgiveness that's not fair. It's the way God's blessed you that isn't, that's not fair. Aren't you glad that God isn't fair all the time? Because if he were fair all the time, we'd be in trouble all the time. But I did want to point out that God's justice is very extant in the book of Lamentations. Then I have one final main theme for Lamentations, and then next week we're going to move on to Ezekiel. I thought maybe we'd take another week in Lamentations. There are some more verses that I'd like to show you, but I can't stop that long and do that. We're going to go to Ezekiel next Monday and start a brand new book. But I want you to note not only that God is a powerful God, a sovereign God in charge of everything, not only that God is a faithful God, not only does God have leaders, not only the honor and the fairness of God, I want you to note the future that's involved when you're talking about God. Look at Lamentations 3, 31 through 32. Wait, I'm in the wrong chapter here. I'll find it. Just give me a minute. 31 through 32 in the third chapter of Lamentations. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. And then turn over to the fifth chapter. Now we've seen that the first four chapters of Lamentations are kind of poems. They're even, and if you were listening last week, there's an acrostic in the Hebrew that's involved there. But in the fifth chapter, there is a prayer crying out to God. Look at the 19th verse. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. And then look at 21 and 2. Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. That's a rhetorical question to which the answer is no. God has not utterly cast them off. Let me tell you something. If you're a believer, you're not home yet. If you're a believer, no matter how bad it is right now, and I know that it's bad for some of you, if you're a believer, you're not home yet. And the day will come when God will balance all the books, when his mercy will overflow to you, when there will be no pain and no tears, and you will be home. I think I've told you the story before. It's an old story, and it's an old sermon illustration, and it's a wonderful illustration about the missionary that served on the mission field for so many years, and you've been faithful, not that successful in the world's eyes. A few people had come to know Christ. He had established one church. He did do a good work, but he was retiring, and he was coming back to New York, to his own home country. And he was on the boat, and he looked out. There was a band ready to greet him, and people were shouting praises. And he thought, what a wonderful thing the people of God have done for me. And then he realized that Theodore Roosevelt was on the same ship, and they were shouting for Theodore Roosevelt. And they carried Roosevelt off on their shoulders with shouts of praise. And the little missionary stood on the dock, and he said, Lord, after all these years, and I get nothing. And God said to the missionary, as I would say to you, and so would Jeremiah, you're not home yet. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not a part of our Key Life Tape family, I'd love for you to be a part of it. It's free. This is how it works. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those, and if you ask us how, we'll tell you how. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible at Reformed Seminary in Orlando, at the Cove, at the Lake Barkley Fellowship of Missions Conference, and we take those. We send out tapes every 7 or 8 weeks automatically. They keep coming as long as you want them. And each tape has 2 Bible teaching messages. And if you like this, I'd love for you to be a part of it. Just let me know. 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. You can make that phone call. Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. You can write there if you're in the States. If you're in Canada, Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. And they're absolutely free, and I really mean that. But if you can help us financially, I mean that too. I sure would appreciate it. Very few, a small percentage of people who listen to this broadcast help us financially. And when they help us big time with so many others. Would you pray about being a part of that and help us if you can? You can charge a contribution on a MasterCard card, Visa Discover card included in your envelope. For any contribution of any size, I'll send you along the cassette packing 5 passes of God's love. I gotta go. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.